since my ADHD diagnosis, I've been able to become so much more of the person I was made to be. I am understanding how I am supposed to fulfill my life's mission. I'm going to take the routes that leverage my talents and my abilities and my courage and my grit and my brain.
Hey yo, busy brain. Welcome to my podcast. I am Camden Hainsworth, ADHD advocate, coach, and member of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Understanding my own ADHD diagnosis completely changed the course of my life for the better. Now it is my mission and joy to provide you with the tools to do the same. Join me weekly. Let's create real results that work with your neurodivergence and reflect a confident life of self-acceptance, growth, and satisfaction. Welcome to the Busy Brain Saint podcast. Let's get growing.
Hey, you made it. I'm so happy that you are here. My brain is busy and my heart is full. Today's episode is titled, Is It Just a Label? Oh, I have a couple podcasts that I need editing today, and it's going to take quite a few hours, and I don't have that kind of time. I've been quite under the weather. And so what is on my heart and on my mind is what we're going to talk about today. I have the great opportunity to talk with people every so often about what I do, about my advocacy for ADHD. And looking back in history, one would notice that scientific discoveries and changes and studies shift and change and evolve over time. And when people ask me about ADHD, when they ask, what even is ADHD, or why should I get a diagnosis, or why should I be aware of this for my kid, I understand that maybe the term ADHD may change. I'm hoping that we'll continue to learn more and more about this neurodivergence. Some people just don't like the word disorder. When we look at the ADHD brain compared to neurotypical brains in the society we live in, a lot of people just see our brain as a brain that works differently than a neurotypical's. And so it makes it really difficult for us to fit in a society that prioritizes neurotypical lifestyles, such as being on time, such as being organized, such as getting things done thoroughly. Ideas like living by a schedule, or being able to remember particular events and details to recall at any given time. All of these things in the society we live in is they're very normal and natural ways to survive. They're very expected ways especially for adults to be able to progress and to mature and to be successful. And so when we struggle in those areas, the brain tends to be seen as disordered. The brain tends to be seen as neurodivergent, different than the norm. And I'm hoping that over time we will see that different brains are made for different things. But until all of society changes and all of the expectations of how we're supposed to show up in order to be quote unquote successful people, we still have to learn how to navigate our life in the society that we live in. I live in Utah. I'm in the United States. I'm a woman. I'm a white woman. I have a bachelor's degree. And with all of those different specifications, there are certain expectations that society puts on me as to what would make me successful, desirable, and how they might want to put me to work, what they might expect of me. So why is an ADHD diagnosis so important? Why has it been important to me? It's because now I finally understand who I am and how my brain works to the context of what other people think I should be able to accomplish, and why people think differently about my kids that have ADHD, and why they feel like they should perform to a degree based on what they think they should be able to accomplish and how they should be able to get there. And that's not always fair or accurate when we start to understand and unpack truly what is happening in the ADHD brain. Because I'm not a clinician, because I'm not a doctor, because I'm not a psychiatrist, I'm not going to speak from medical terms right now, but I know that there are very strong hypotheses for what is happening in an ADHD brain. Whether that is the hypothesis about neurotransmitters and the receptors working differently, not accepting the neurotransmitters as much, or maybe there's not enough neurotransmitters being produced in the brain, whether it's the idea that our hormones and the different systems in our bodies are a little bit off, and so there's not the balance that we need in order to make that prefrontal cortex work effectively. And then separately from ADHD, maybe we had a very traumatic childhood, and that trauma during a very important developmental part of our lives impacted the prefrontal cortex, that is our regulation center, that highly impacts everything that we do with choices and executive functions. And because that happened early on, it's now also impacting us then and right now as adults. There are many different scientific medical backings as to why this might be the case, but I'm here to talk about what it feels like when you go your whole life thinking that you're just a little bit off, and the whole world looks at you and they see what they would think is like a normal person, and your actions and your challenges don't match up with what they're seeing. So is ADHD just a label? Absolutely not. In my opinion, it's an absolutely incredible explanation as to why my life has felt difficult. Even with all the privilege I have, even with all the opportunities I have, there have been so many secret troubles, secret struggles that I thought, we kind of talked about this last week, but I just thought were just a part of what I was dealt, the cards that I was dealt. I just wasn't smart. And so when people are struggling to know, should I diagnose my kids? Should I let them know they have ADHD? Should I seek an official diagnosis? If your progress feels like it's being hindered, if you feel like that you have a life of possibility and you're unable to actually accomplish the things that you know you're capable of, and this isn't just once or twice in your life, but this has been a persistent problem and challenge, holy Toledo, please go get help. Go find people that can tell you and educate you about your brain. Let people know what you've been going through. Go find a therapist or a pediatrician or a family doctor or a therapist or a counselor or a psychologist, whoever it might be, an ADHD coach. Go talk to them about that. You deserve to understand what's going on in your brain, what's going on in your body. And this is more than just a label. This is not just, I'm short, I'm tall. This is a really important indicator for you to align yourself for success, for you to stop to expect things of yourself that your brain will probably never be able to accomplish. This is going to help you create a deeper sense of self-worth. This is going to help you reject yourself and what you believe you should be less often. This will help you gain greater self-acceptance and love and appreciation and understanding of what your strengths are and how to use those strengths to create a beautiful life for yourself instead of focusing constantly on the weaknesses. When I was in school, I wanted to be a dentist, like when I was a young kid. And then I started to volunteer with the Dental Hygienist Society my senior year in high school. And when I went to BYU, I wanted to be a dental hygienist. It's kind of what I changed things to. And so I thought that I had to develop something that it did have my interest, absolutely had my interest. I loved dental health. I loved the idea of dentistry. I thought it was awesome. And also, I thought that it was like the easy way out, taking the easy way out to be an educator or to be an art teacher or to use the creativity that I was so naturally gifted with. I felt like that was a cop-out. Like I was supposed to go through school and school had to be hard. And I feel like that is just such a perfect example of what it's like to live with a neurodivergence in your brain your whole life and not know it. And just the norm is that school is struggle or that life is struggle. And there are many ADHDers out there that don't struggle through school. That's just my story. But when you're talking about a label, we are in the 2020s And we have had plenty of time for us to discover and understand this neurodivergence, this neurodevelopmental disorder, to understand the prefrontal cortex needs some help. And why, in my mind, you wouldn't want to know what's going on in your brain and in your body, why you wouldn't want to understand that is beyond me. It's getting me a little bit fired up because people deserve to understand who they are and to be told the truth. And my parents didn't understand it, and they don't even understand it necessarily now. I mean, my dad does a little bit, but that doesn't matter to me. I think that they would have told me if they would have understood what was going on. But the difference now is we have so much information available. Hey, I know that I'm getting a little bit fired up in a good way about ADHD on this episode, and I wanted to hop in here and remind you that I take one-on-one clients. I'm an ADHD coach. I am trained in causal coaching, which means I'm not here for the wet band-aid hacks that are going to slip off in 2 days. Sorry for the nasty visual. I am here to excavate deep for you, to help you find the roadblocks and the challenges that are truly impacting you through the ADHD lens, to help you accomplish your goals and get to the life that you deserve to have. We deserve to be happy. We deserve to know how to manage and tolerate discomfort, because guess what? Discomfort is coming. And if we don't know what makes us happy, where we're headed, and we don't know how to navigate when hard things happen, life is going to be real tough. And also, if we're thinking that we're supposed to do that like neurotypicals do, life is double tough. So let's talk. Let's get on a discovery call together. They're free. I'm going to get to know you. I'm going to help you excavate a little bit further. We're going to talk about what your values are, where you want to go, where you see your life being happier, more peaceful, more joyful. And then we're going to set a plan as to how we can accomplish that together. So schedule that at CamdenADHDCoaching.com. And I hope to talk to you very, very soon. Help your kids. Help yourself. Don't be afraid of this label. This label does not mean that you're anything less than you are without it. In fact, I have found that since my ADHD diagnosis, I've been able to become so much more of the person I was made to be. I am understanding how I am supposed to fulfill my life's mission, because now I understand how to do it. I'm not going to take the routes that do not work with my brain. I'm going to take the routes that leverage my talents and my abilities and my courage and my grit and my brain. So ADHD is not just a label. It is the explanation that my younger self wished that she would have had so much earlier. And my 36-year-old self, when she was diagnosed, was so grateful to look forward to all of the years, hopefully, God willing, that I have ahead of me, and understand how I am to succeed and how I'm going to comfort myself and have compassion and have patience for myself. ADHD is not a death sentence. The diagnosis truly gives you insights as to how your brain works. Can you imagine riding a bicycle your whole life and being told that it was a car, and that you had to operate that bicycle like you would a car, because people were afraid to tell you that you were actually on a bicycle? We already know. We know that we're different. I haven't heard a single ADHDer say, "Oh my gosh, I just always felt like I was the same as everyone." All of us, to one degree or another, have felt like something was different, something was off, something was harder and more frustrating and more taxing and more effortful than neurotypicals in our life. We didn't have that label for them. We didn't have that name for them. Okay? But we have felt that already. And to have context and perspective is just so impactful. To understand that my brain is not going to count time and feel time the same way as my husband. Do you know how liberating that is? Because now I don't have to see how he operates with time and compare myself and say, "What's wrong with me?" Now I can say, "Oh, the way that he feels time and the way that I feel time are on two different measuring sticks, two completely different things. So in order for us to be able to have a marriage and to work together, we're going to have to figure out how to do this. And that means I got to look inside myself and figure out what's not working and figure out how to make it work. Because I want to function and I want to have a beautiful life with my husband. If I didn't know that I have ADHD, my whole life I would be thinking I was 16 steps behind my husband. And that's just not the case. The metronome is different inside of my body than the metronome that's in his body. ADHD is not just a label. Sure, there is a name. There's an acronym. ADHD is the explanation, is the encyclopedia, is what we can open up and start to see through, the lens we can see through to help us get from where we are to where we need to be. And that is nothing short than a gift, in my opinion. The diagnosis, the fact that we're having to navigate this in a world that thinks that we should navigate things differently, that's not necessarily a gift. Man, it would have been really great to live during a time when I got to use all of my creativity and impulsivity and people like nurtured that and pushed it along. But usually as a school teacher or as a mom or as a PTA volunteer or as a soccer coach, like there are still systems and structures and things that people expect of me from a neurotypical lens. And because I have to live in that society and because I choose to live in that society, the diagnosis is pretty happy. It's pretty beautiful to me. It is. Fired up. And I'm okay to be fired up. You guys are that important to me. And we tack faith and testimony and perspective with that on top of this. Your brain is meant to build bridges, in my opinion. Your brain is meant to break down barriers. Your brain is made to see the flexibility and the love unconditionally that God has for us. God is not a transactional God. God, from what I have seen, has so much flexibility and creativity and uniqueness in the way that God extends love, compassion, strength, peace, order, even. We are not linear brains. And when we are pushed to only be linear and we're unable to fulfill on that linear expectation, it feels really bad. We feel rejected. We feel different. We feel off. And so when we approach faith, when we approach work, when we approach family and relationships, thinking that we're supposed to be linear and show up one way and be very rigid, and we can't, we often turn inward and we beat our own self up. And that is not what God wants for us. That is not what society needs from us. They need the brightest, best, most beautiful version of us. And so understanding ADHD as a part of my life gives me the permission to lean into my flexible thinking, to lean into my creative mind, to lean into my multifaceted version of seeing people and organizations and doctrines and gospels. And when I do that, that's how I feel my individual worth. That's how I come to know who I was truly made to be. So is ADHD just another label? I guess it could be if you were unwilling to actually unpack what ADHD means. But when I encourage people to go get an official diagnosis, to work with medical professionals, to work with clinicians, to work with ADHD coaches and counselors, it is with the expectation that they will help you understand and unpack your brain so that you can be the successful, beautiful, accomplished, and peaceful, accepting version of yourself that has been quite distant for many years without this understanding of how your brain works. I am so thankful for my diagnosis. I'm thankful for my daughter's diagnosis. I'm thankful for the work that we're doing. I'm thankful to know that my husband is neurotypical and that I'm not. I'm thankful to learn about my kids and my siblings and my parents and to understand from their perspective how their brain works. Just tell me that. Because if I can understand that, then I can understand how to meet them where they are, how to see them as they're showing up. It's a shame when family members, you start to get a pretty interesting neurodivergent radar. As an ADHD coach, you start to pick up on things. And there are some family members around me and friends, really dear friends, that don't have the self-awareness that I am developing for them. I have to have that curiosity when things seem a little bit off with how they're acting and say, wow, I wonder if that is because they have sensory issues. I wonder if they're saying that because they have traumas in their life that are unresolved. That's really interesting. I'm curious if they acted that way because they're feeling uncomfortable, but they don't know they're feeling uncomfortable. So instead of leaning into discomfort, they're getting angry and loud. There is so much power when we start to understand why we are the way we are, and allows us to have more compassion and understanding for other people and why they are the way they are. So, no, ADHD is not just a label to me. It could be if you just let it be that, you take a pill and call it good. But what a waste. There is so much beauty to unpack from understanding your neurodivergence. And it can be a challenge. I'm not saying it's not challenging. Listen, I know it's not. I know that it is massively challenging. But I would rather go through a challenge and a test or an obstacle course knowing what I'm up against than being surprised and thinking that I should be able to accomplish the tasks ahead of me like everyone else does. No. Show me where my strengths are. Show me where my weaknesses are and let me prepare. Let me get ready for the tasks ahead with the full picture, with the full understanding of what's inside of my brain and body. Give me that gift. And that is the gift that I hope to give to my kids. No matter what kind of brains they have, they need to know what's going on. All right. Thanks for letting me get a little bit fired up today. Thanks for letting me be a little passionate and talk about labels, talk about ADHD, talk about how we approach this neurodevelopmental disorder. I guess there's just one other thing that's coming to mind, and that is privilege. There are some people out there that love their ADHD. And they've been very convincing to me in many ways. And I have been highly impacted by their enthusiasm and their optimism about their ADHD. But most of these people have massive amounts of privilege. So they've either found, they found great success financially. They are often, their upbringing gave them some extra opportunities. And they've been able to use their creativity to produce all that they need in their life. And so, of course, when all you have to do is lean into your creative brain and don't have to, and you can outsource all of your responsibilities that you really stink at to other people, of course, you're going to love your ADHD. But what happens when you're a single mom and you have multiple kids and you're an entrepreneur and things aren't working out so great for you? Or maybe you grow up and you're born into less fortunate circumstances and your parents aren't as educated and they don't value education and schooling. And so when you're struggling in school, you don't have an advocate, and you're struggling with maybe ADHD and dyslexia and other aspects, and nobody's there to tell you that you're actually brilliant. You're actually incredibly gifted, but you're being tested on the wrong things and not advocated for, and you need some accommodations. What happens to that child or that person? ADHD is not a gift or a superpower to them. And we can't look past that. So some people are fortunate enough to turn this ADHD into something that they would say is a superpower, a creative power. But not everyone is given that chance. And I would say that that is most people's perspective and opportunity. And so let's speak to them. Every single person on this planet, in my opinion, has gifts and light to give to the world. We are all superheroes. We are all gifted with incredible personalities and incredible abilities. And some of us have ADHD and others of us don't. But the uniqueness and the superpower ability does not lie in the neurodivergence, in my opinion. It lies in understanding who we are. And when we understand who we are and we understand our brain and how it operates, then we're able to move forward with greater clarity. Please know that I'm getting fired up and I'm talking about this really directly because I care so deeply about ADHDers. I care so deeply about families and about relationships. When we can't understand each other, when there's gaps in our communication that start with our unwillingness to break down what's actually happening inside of our bodies and brains. Whew. I want to send encouragement and love and strength to the person who is unwilling to look inside, because the beauty that happens when we look inside is that we're able to grow, to get past, and then we're able to connect better with other people. And that is what I see. The gift of my diagnosis has given me is the ability to break down who I am, how I operate in this world, and therefore what I can accomplish and achieve. So to all of you beautiful, busy brains out there, I just once again want to remind you how much I love you. And with this podcast and all the podcasts to come and anything else that I do, I'm always, always cheering you on. Thanks for tuning in to another episode of the Busy Brained Saint podcast. If you're eager to explore the world of ADHD coaching, make sure to connect with me on Instagram at Camden_ADHD or visit my website, CamdenADHDCoaching.com. For more LDS-specific ADHD content, don't forget to follow this podcast and join us on Instagram at The Busy Brained Saint. Listen, I'm here to support you on your journey. I cannot wait to have you as a part of our community. Stay engaged, stay inspired, and remember, you're not alone here. Thanks for being a part of the Busy Brained Saint family.